Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, The Gift That Keeps Giving.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the day came to purify them according to the law of Moses, the couple brought Jesus up to Jerusalem so that he could be presented to the Lord. For it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be consecrated to the Lord. They came to offer sacrifice, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accord with the dictate in the law of the Lord. There lived in Jerusalem a certain man named Simeon. He was just and pious and awaited the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. It was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not experience death until he had seen the anointed of the Lord. He came to the temple now, inspired by the Spirit, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform for him the customary ritual of the law, he took him in his arms and blessed God in these words, "Now, Master, you can dismiss your servant in peace. You have fulfilled your word, for my eyes have witnessed your saving deed, displayed for all the peoples to see, a revealing light to the Gentiles, the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother were marveling at what was being said about him. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "The child is destined to be the downfall and the rise of many in Israel, a sign that will be opposed, and you yourself shall be pierced with a sword, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be laid bare." The Gospel of the Lord. By now, most families have put away the Christmas stockings, the leftover wrapping paper. Skirts and dresses have been exchanged for larger sizes. The excitement of opening gifts has passed. The gift remains, but for some the excitement of first seeing the gift has passed and only the object remains. So is that all there is? What about all the anticipation, the 4 weeks of Advent, waiting in joyful hope? Oh, there it is. The gift that keeps giving, hope. For in Christmas, we celebrate the eternal hope that was born into the world, Jesus Christ. For centuries, the Jewish people had been waiting in hope for the Christ, the Messiah, the promise Yahweh had given them, that salvation would be theirs. And now the promise is fulfilled. So why do we still look around at our world and feel hopeless? Maybe because so much of the world hasn't embraced the incarnate hope. Good news hasn't revealed enough to the hearts around it. Have we ourselves learned to be an example by living a life of hope? In today's gospel, we see lives lived in hope. Surely Mary and Joseph could have been reduced to despair. They were not wealthy. They had a newborn son, a gift from God, God's own son. Can you imagine the weight of trying to understand how they were to raise and protect such a precious gift? Yet their very act of faith, bringing Jesus for consecration to the temple, is a beautiful example of hope. In their poverty, they didn't have the money to offer a year-old lamb, so they offered two turtle doves, the offering of the poor. They didn't let the despair of poverty get in their way. They offered what they could. They offered the temple sacrifice. Hope for their son to be bound as a member of God's chosen people. God's chosen people to whom salvation had been promised. Hope for the future. By their example, showing to the world a life of hope. Simeon, another gift. A life lived in hope. Given the vision that he would live to see the Messiah, he was probably beginning to wonder. Simeon was getting up there in age, and yet with hope, he came to the temple that day. The gospel says he came to the temple inspired by the Spirit. He could have despaired. He could have said, I've been to the temple so many times and nothing has happened. But he didn't. And he was blessed with seeing the Messiah. Another example of a life lived in hope. Poverty, continued disappointment, severe or constant health problems, work that keeps piling up and never seems to end. All of these could lead to despair, a sense of hopelessness. They can immobilize a person from going forward. But that is why Christ came into our world, to show us that there is more to life than just earthly existence, that through his resurrection we have the gift of eternal life, that there is hope in the face of despair, love to overcome hatred, beauty in the simple things. And that is why hope is the gift that keeps giving. Despair takes us away from our Lord, but hope allows us to focus on his promise. We don't all have the ability to solve the world's problems like war or immigration or political infighting, but we can tackle the problems we see around us. I was saddened to hear of one, the story of my new hairdresser, who had not been to Mass in a while because the fellow Catholics who in their zeal for the law forgot compassion and the chance to listen. She had a friend who had gotten pregnant out of wedlock and was disowned by her own family. And then her friend had a miscarriage and lost the baby. She had accumulated baby clothes and blankets and didn't know what to do with them. My hairdresser offered to take them away for her, but didn't know of any place to take them other than Planned Parenthood. I know she could have done maybe a little more research, but she didn't. And when she took the clothes there, parishioners from her own church were protesting outside. They recognized her, and she thought she would tell them on Sunday after Mass because they were yelling and shouting outside the Planned Parenthood building. However, when she went to Mass, she said those parishioners glared at her, and so she never bothered to explain and didn't go back. I tried to tell her that not all Catholics would act that way and invited her to Christmas Day Mass at my parish. Sadly, I didn't see her there. But in my heart, I pray for her and for those who judge without listening. And I pray that hope will open hearts and that the despair of abortion and unwed mothers will be changed. That more people will embrace the hope and unlimited possibilities of the unborn. I'm especially blessed because I'm looking forward to the baptism of my fifth grandchild. He was found to have two small holes in his heart, but one of them closed, and we are praying the other will close soon. Meanwhile, he is growing and thriving, and his possibilities are endless. Filled with hope for a future, surrounded by love of family, church, and Jesus Christ. May the gift of hope be yours throughout the year, and may your life become a life lived in hope, so that by example, we may each of us begin to tear down despair. Tear it down with each life of hope lighting the way.